The beliefs, views, ideas, thoughts, and opinions expressed on any program are those of the persons appearing on the program and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the eHealth Radio Network.
This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
And thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're speaking with Rabbi Matthew Ponack, who is a teacher of Jewish mysticism, a spiritual counselor, and the co-founder of the Makora Institute, an online spiritual center for embodied practice. Ordained with honors as a rabbi at the Neo-Hasidic Rabbinical School of Hebrew College, he also holds a master's degree in contemplative religions from Naropa University. Matthew lives in Victoria, British Columbia, and is certified as a focusing professional to guide others to deeper self-knowledge and healing. He is the author of Embodied Kabbalah, and Rabbi, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks so much for having me, Eric.
You're more than welcome, and thanks for your time. So tell us, for starters, what is your story? Can you give us an understanding of what it is that you do, as well as how and why you came to do it? Let's start there.
Absolutely. Well, I grew up in a very, you could say, community-oriented, culturally Jewish environment. And when I was a teenager, found out about this thing called spirituality for the first time. And I was so excited about it. It really became such a big part of my life. And I realized after a few years of really deeply exploring it that just because spirituality, spiritual moments and learning are really beautiful doesn't mean they're all good all the time. And I actually found that it was possible to have too much spirituality in one's life, and it can be overwhelming and can take us away from regular everyday responsibilities if we're not living in a balanced way. And so as a teenager and then as a young adult, I had to do a lot of learning about the balance between my passions and between everyday life. And over time, that curiosity led me to explore other traditions as well outside of Judaism. And eventually, when I was training to be a rabbi, I found this whole relatively unknown, relatively untranslated and obscure treasure trove of teachings from Jewish spirituality, Kabbalah, which basically articulates this path of a really balanced life. That in Judaism, we've never had monks or nuns. All of our teachers have been people who are engaged with the world in a really ordinary way, having dependents and jobs. And it's actually really important to find that harmony and that middle ground between a meaningful inner life, the cultivation of mindfulness and those things that matter, with also making sure that we can show up on time and pay our taxes and be good people and responsible people. And so a lot of what I teach right now is that balance, how to, if someone feels that they're overly engaged in their work life, how to find spiritual meaning throughout the day or on weekends, and to find that balance. And if someone has responsibilities and they're finding that their spiritual life is taking them actually away from that, finding that integration and that balance again to find that middle path so we can be content and fulfilled and responsible at the same time.
Now, as we mentioned, you are the author of Embodied Kabbalah. So what sort of person did you write your book for?
Well, the subtitle is Jewish Mysticism for All People. And so one of the audiences I had in mind were people who had some kind of yearning or interest in this school of thought of Jewish mysticism, but haven't previously had access. There's a lot of the teachings are written in symbolic language, almost in code. And so a lot of what I do is I translate the teaching itself and then give a lot of commentary to explain it and expand it. And so there's a number of people who I've met through teaching and writing this book who have some kind of Jewish ancestry or this sense they've always wanted to kind of engage with the teachings, but haven't found a way in before. And so that was one type in mind. And the other type is really, these are teachings that I feel the world could use right now more broadly, in the same way that mindfulness has been translated culturally from a Buddhist monastic context, and now it's everywhere. Most people don't even consider mindfulness Buddhist at all, which is, it's because it's been adapted to our culture. I think there are teachings from Jewish wisdom, such as teachings about how to rest effectively and in a helpful way, that people ought to know about because it's of benefit right now. We're so busy. It's so hard to turn off the screens and the news cycle. And there's a lot in the book about everyday wisdom and practical advice for living in a healthy way.
Yeah, thanks for your thorough response to that question. Now, here's another question for you. What can contemporary spiritual seekers learn from the Jewish mystical tradition, or how is the Jewish mystical tradition uniquely relevant to contemporary spiritual seekers?
Well, because it was created, if you will, or cultivated by people who were very much living in our everyday world, contemporary spiritual seekers can benefit from a tradition that's really focused on finding that harmony between the depths and the possibilities, the depths and the heights of spiritual experience, and also what in Yiddish the word is menschlichkeit, is being how to be a good person and how to show up and all of those things. And so one example is that in the Jewish spiritual tradition, things are often divided up into different moments of the day or the week where a lot of people are inspired, and including myself, by the Zen tradition, let's say, of enlightenment and the idea that we can be working really hard and feeling peaceful all at the same time. And that is a wonderful ideal. And for many of us, it's very hard to do that because sometimes work feels like work and sometimes stress feels like stress. So in this book and in the Jewish mindset on this is that there are times set aside for active practice of refreshment and feeling good. It's called Shabbat in our tradition. It's traditionally from Friday night to Saturday night, but it can be done for 30 minutes on a work break or in the evening sometime. It's really about putting our distractions away, anything that reminds us that the world is not whole right now. Yeah, like the news or those kinds of things, work. And then delighting our senses. I mean, really, it's some of the most simple tools you can imagine, like eating delicious food, spending time with people we love, singing songs, or going for a walk in a beautiful area. Anything like that, distraction-free, that the delight and the enjoyment and just feeling good, it leads to an inherent refreshment that can help us when we go back into our work mindset. We can go back refreshed and also with new ideas and new motivation. And it's about finding that middle ground between those two worlds of there's work to do here and I can celebrate and appreciate all that I do have.
Once again, we appreciate your taking a moment to be with us here today. We're speaking with Rabbi Matthew Ponick, who is a teacher of Jewish mysticism, a spiritual counselor, and the co-founder of the Makorah Institute, an online spiritual center for embodied practice. He is also the author of Embodied Kabbalah, and he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, both embodiment and Kabbalah are big words. Can you unpack both of those words and tell our listeners how they relate to each other?
Absolutely. So Kabbalah or Kabbalah, there's different ways of pronouncing it, is in the way that I'm using it, all of the whole history of Jewish spirituality, that different religions, different cultures and tribes are going to have different ways of relating to what lies beyond our physical senses or the beauty and the magic of life. And so Kabbalah is another word for Jewish spirituality. Embodiment is... it has to do with being grounded and essentially the ability to keep our feet on the ground and to be present. And so it is possible to have a spiritual life that takes us far afield. And that might be really wonderful in the right place in the right time. But right now, I think what a lot of people are really needing is that harmony and that integration piece. So embodiment in that sense is the ability to have our spiritual cake and eat it too, to be right here with our feet on the ground and tapped into something that is transcendent simultaneously. The other element of embodiment, it has specifically to do with the body, that there are traditions in Kabbalah, and this is a very, you could say, trending or big field right now in psychology and neuroscience, is the relationship between our emotions, our thoughts, and our bodies, that it is possible to have physical sensations that correlate with emotions. And there are tools and practices in this book for understanding ourselves and our emotions more deeply, using the physical sensations of the body as an invitation into that self-awareness.
Yeah, thanks for your response there and showing us how they are different, but yet how they work together as well. Now, the pages of your book have a very unique look to them, by the way. Can you describe the unique layout of the pages of your book to our listeners and explain the logic behind the layout?
Absolutely. So the pages are modeled after a traditional style of Jewish commentary that's found in many of our texts. And essentially, the main teaching, or so each page has a mystical teaching from somewhere from the last 1,000 years right in the center of it. And it's translated in English, and surrounding it is commentary. And one side of the page is always going to explain line by line, what is this teaching saying? Because a lot of these mystical teachers from any tradition, they communicate in symbols, because what they're trying to say is often so hard to really say plainly. And so it's one thing to translate it in English, but the other step is to really actually just explain the symbols and to articulate what's going on there for anyone who basically could read English. And on the other side of the page, there's things like, who was this author? Why were they writing? There are practices and reflections. Sometimes there's images to help explain. And there's also comparative sections comparing to other traditions, to psychology, and trying to basically have these texts be in dialogue with things that are alive for people today. So that is a style that's been used because it shows that there's many layers and many voices that can be approached through a single teaching. And it's really a sort of choose your own adventure kind of text. You could read any of the sections, and they all have this sort of self-contained nature to them. So the medium is the message here, that I don't believe that Jewish mysticism is any one thing, and I'm not trying to give the answer for anyone. I'm trying to present possibilities and open up the text as a way to dialogue with readers, because there's a lot here, and I don't have the final word on this. I don't think anyone does, and it's really an opportunity to open up the gates and have people access it and explore it for themselves.
As we conclude this session of eHealth Radio, what are you up to now, and how can people learn more about your work and get in touch with you as well?
Absolutely. So one of the things I'm working on right now is I'm working on a workshop for a corporate audience all about the idea of the balance between rest and work and how to prevent burnout. And so using the teachings about Shabbat and the Jewish day of rest, I'm creating models that can be utilized for people at work or at home as a way to sort of, we talk about efficient work, but this is about efficient rest, how to really effectively feel good so that we can find that balance. And if people want to learn more about me, I'm offering courses online. I'm selling my book, but also I am available for one-on-one counseling and speaking engagements. They can look MatthewPonak.com. That's MatthewPonak.com for my offerings and to get in touch.
And of course, we'll add that link within the show notes of this broadcast. Rabbi, all the best. Thanks for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric.
Again, we've been speaking with Rabbi Matthew Ponak, who is a teacher of Jewish mysticism, a spiritual counselor, and the co-founder of the Makora Institute, an online spiritual center for embodied practice. He is also the author of Embodied Kabbalah. And for all the details, visit MatthewPonak.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.